welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study in Mark chapter 5, verse number 21. The Lord Jesus has been over to the Gadara and has healed the man there in the tombs that's possessed of that legion of demons and left him there, the man wanting to go with the Lord, but the Lord saying, no, you stay here and you tell how the Lord hath had great compassion on thee, how God hath done so. It says there that in verse 20 that he declared what Jesus had done for him, and a great testimony there that Jesus is God and the man's love for his Savior. In verse 21, he coming back over to Capernaum encounters a man here. Let's read. In verse 21 of Mark 5:21, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. This man, having heard the Lord, seen the miracles, no doubt, and understanding about the power and the ability of the Lord, now has a situation right here in his home. His daughter, his little daughter, whom he loves very much, she is ill. She is grievously ill and is near death. The man voices his faith in the Lord. And again, faith, biblical faith, is always based in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith is not a thing unto itself. Faith is not sheer will, grit, and determination of a individual. But faith is in the Lord, to believe that the Lord is able to do the things that he has promised, or the things that we desire of him that are according to his will. Jesus went with him, it says in verse 24, and much people followed him and thronged him. And so Jesus is willing to go. The man, it says here, besought him greatly. He begged him. It says, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, I beg you, my request of you. And again, we have insight here to this word pray. And granted, in the King James translation, it's in the italics, but it's showing how it is. Prayer is nothing but the desire voiced, praise that is voiced, a request, a call to action, a supplication is a good word, where we go to the Lord on behalf of ourselves or on behalf of others, that the Lord would work, that the Lord would do something for them that no one else can do. We pray when folks that we know of are very seriously ill and they engage the medical world. We pray that our Lord will bless any medication and any procedure, any surgery, any operation to the healing and help of their body. Without the Lord's touch, there won't be anything that'll be different. But with the Lord's touch, there will be help indeed. And so this man essentially begs the Lord. He desires this of the Lord. He says, come, lay your hands on her, and I know that she will be healed, and she shall live. If you will just but put your hands upon her, she will live. If you would just desire to come and do so, she shall live. This man is a ruler of the synagogue. He's been secretly considering and looking on at the Lord. And, of course, he's amongst the Jewish leadership there in Capernaum. And being a ruler of the synagogue, he's a man of high station amongst the Jews. But when this thing came to his house, he knew where the help was. He knew that the help was in the Lord Jesus Christ. As the Lord Jesus goes, many people are following him. Much people followed him, it says, and thronged him. That means they're just there right up against him. You've seen maybe images on TV and of popular people that would go out into the crowds. And what happens? The crowd comes to them. They want to get close. They want to be able to get close to that person. They want to see that person up close. They want to touch that person. And that's the way it is here with the Lord. Verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Here is a woman, and if my memory serves me correctly, Jairus's daughter is 12 years old. And for that same period of time, this woman has suffered this illness. She spent all of her money, it says, and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. For that same period of time, this woman had lived, but had this issue of blood and had gone to the doctors, had spent all the money that she had and that she could get, and that she would be loaned by her friends and her family. She was nothing bettered. There had been no staying of this. There had been no improving of this. But rather, she continued to get worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She hears that Jesus is coming. She hears the crowd and the throng that's there with the Lord. As the Lord walks with Jairus and going to his home where his daughter's at, this woman goes up behind the crowd and works her way up through the crowd, For she said, verse 28, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. The doctors haven't helped me. I've spent all my money, and that has not helped me. It's not even stayed, this issue that I have, but actually I've become worse. If I can just get up there to touch his garments, I'll be healed. Again, she has faith in the Lord. Not faith in what she can do, not faith in what the doctors can do, not faith in what she can buy, but again, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If I can just but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Verse 29, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. So instantly, when she did so, when she touched the garment of the Lord, when she reached out, there, no doubt, being low on the ground, maybe even crawling, through the multitude, she got to Jesus and touched his clothes. And immediately she was healed. Immediately she knew that she was healed of this plague that she had. She was changed. She was blessed by the Lord. She had been healed and she knew it. And Jesus, verse 30, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, goodness, power of the Lord had gone out of him. The Lord so sensitive, the Lord being God, yet being a man, knew when this power went out from him. The Lord being God knows all things, and from that standpoint would know that she was coming. Yet being a man, he wouldn't know that she was coming. But he knew when the power went out of him. He knew that. Knowing that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who touched my clothes? Now remember, there's a throng of people. These people are nudging and jostling up against the Lord as they walk down the street. And Jairus is there leading the way, leading the Lord to where Jairus' daughter is at his house. And they're all up against the Lord, and they're touching the Lord, and they're near the Lord, and people are no doubt maybe lining the streets, and as they pass by, they see the Lord. And the Lord says, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest, who touched me?" They say, "Lord, everybody's touching you. Everybody's being bumped up against you or bumping up against you. How can you say who touched me? Everybody's touching you. Everybody's bumping into you." And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The Lord knew who it was. He turned to see her. She was following behind. She had been healed. She had been helped. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. "I've had this issue of blood for 12 years. She falls down to the ground, a great place to be at the feet of Jesus. And she says, "Lord, I've had this issue for 12 years. I've been nothing healed. The physicians, the doctors can't do a thing for me. I've spent all my living. I've been nothing bettered. It's not been at least even stayed, but it's growing worse. But I knew if I could just come and just touch your garments that I would be made whole." What faith? What faith? Not in self, not in the doctors, not in money, not in the world, not in the ability of man, but faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith. Faith in Him to know that He is able. And He said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith," and if you will, "thy faith in me hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." So here the Lord speaks to her and says, "This is just right. Daughter, you've put your faith in the right one. Putting your faith in the right one has made thee whole. You go in peace, and you be whole of thy plague." The Lord healing instantly, and faith in Him being the key. How about you? Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus? Do you have faith in the Lord Jesus unto action? Not faith of words, but faith like this lady here who had no hope of anyone, herself, or anything in the world, and looked to Jesus for everything that she needed. I believe indeed she's a saved woman. She's been saved by the Lord too. Not only healed in her body, but healed in her soul. She has faith in the Lord. We point you to Christ. We implore you and beseech you, be ye reconciled to the Lord. Repent of your sins and believe in Him. Him and His gospel, His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.